fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of September. Prepper tip of the day, make sure all your team members are ready. Number one. Number two, store fuel. You want to have some gasoline, diesel fuel if you have a diesel vehicle, with proper, good quality stabilizer. Amsoil makes a couple of good quality stabilizers for both diesel and gasoline at my website at thelibertyman.com. With Patient Wayne at Greenwood, my friend Professor James McCanny. Jim taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished amateur archaeologist to the point where he consults with foreign governments about matters of archaeology. He's the author of 12 books, I believe it's 12, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we today?
Well, we are fine.
Did we survive the debate?
Jim, we had limited time before the show started, but I have in my hands a letter dated yesterday, written by the Director of National Intelligence, Washington, D.C., addressed to Lindsey Graham, United States Senator, Judiciary Committee, United States Senate. This will be on my website before the day's over, but he has 3 bullet points going to July 2016, and all these events took place in July and September 2016. The evidence, and this letter could end up being evidence in some criminal matters, by the way, evidence that the Obama administration knew that the Russian hoax against President Trump was in fact a hoax. They knew that, and it was approved by the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as a way to deflect the investigation of her and her emails and her keeping classified information on private servers. And despite the knowledge of President Obama, the FBI Director Comey, the Director of the CIA, despite all of them knowing that, they went ahead and went forward with it as if it was real. Now, this letter was just dated yesterday, released publicly, unclassified. In my career as a homicide detective, Jim, we would call this smoking gun evidence. He concludes, here's the last sentence of the letter. Here we are, the last sentence. Additional declassification and public disclosure of related intelligence remains under consideration. However, the IC welcomes the opportunity to provide a classified briefing with further detail at your convenience. There's more to this. And that's the letters dated yesterday, signed by John Ratcliffe, the Director of National Intelligence, Washington, D.C. Jim, this is evidence of high crimes and treason is what this is. This one letter, this one page. Your response, sir?
Well, Joe Biden,
he was part of it. He was vice president.
He was in the Oval Office during the meeting and during the famous January 5th meeting where Loretta Lynch went off and wrote to herself, everything has to be done by the book, according to the president.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. So, Biden could end up being in a criminal proceeding as he's running for president. That would be interesting.
It would be. This is what's called actionable intelligence. Actionable means the Department of Justice could take this one letter and get the evidence from Mr. Ratcliffe and move forward with their own investigation, the Department of Justice, into the allegations that are the evidence. It's not just allegations. He presents the evidence. The evidence that at the very highest levels of our government, the president, the director of the CIA, the director of the FBI, were all involved, and the Secretary of State. All these entities, all these individuals were involved in treasonous activities and high crimes. So, of course, I'm sure Attorney General Barr is no doubt is consulting with his top attorneys at the Department of Justice and the FBI to say, can you imagine the beginning of the conference, Jim? Attorney General Barr gets together with his people in a conference room. They all sit down. There's coffee. There's water bottles. They all have their legal pads. And the Attorney General says, well, gentlemen, what are we going to do? I would love to be part of that meeting.
Great, the fly on the wall there.
I've been in fairly high level meetings, and I would love to be part of that meeting and part of the team to resolve this is historical. This is if there's any precedence in the 200 plus years of our country of this kind of crimes taking place at this level. I am certainly not aware of it. Are you, sir?
Well, and, you know, you go back to the Nixon days, which is probably the next closest thing. I mean, that was like, you know, that was like a pantry cake party.
Well, it never involved outside entities in the executive branch. This was what President Nixon did, which was there were crimes committed, no doubt whatsoever there were crimes committed, wholly within the confines of the White House. The purview of the White House did not involve the director of the FBI, did not involve the director of the CIA, did not involve the Secretary of State. This was Nixon and his people in the executive branch only.
Right.
But here we've
That's
got.
That's what I say. Yeah. This is magnitudes, many magnitudes more. The other thing is who was Hillary emailing to in her private server? To cross over, she couldn't cross over into the secure network. So Obama and all those people had private servers. That's the point, you know, that they were communicating. They were running the country through private servers.
Well, if you're involved in treason, you would want to conceal your activity. Of course you would.
Well, they all thought Hillary was going to win, and this would all be history, and they were just running. This was, you got to understand, this is business as usual.
Right.
Let's go back to the when Obama finalized the housing crisis that was started under George Bush Jr., There's a video that shows that when Obama is coming into office, he goes, yeah, well, I know I'm going to have to deal with this housing crisis issue. That was planned. It came to fruition under Obama, but he was well aware that this was planned, that the, you know, millions of people were going to lose their houses, and the plan was in place to give out so many loans to people who couldn't pay for them that, you know, and everybody, I had friends that were making $10,000 a day because they got $1,000 for every loan application they gave out when they deregulated the loan industry, basically. You know, and the end result was that everybody would lose their houses. I did. I lost, you know, under Obama, I personally, between the credit card and the housing thing, I lost probably pushing $500,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm fully aware of, you know, their, you know, just absolute corruption. But all of this is being operated in the Uranium One, the things going on with the Ukraine, getting the Kerrys in there and the Bidens to basically take over the Ukraine, you know, because of the oil issues. All this was going on, and then they come out and accuse Trump of colluding with Russia. I mean, it's like the kettle calling the pot black. It's just, it's the kettle calling the white pot black, you know, is what it amounts to.
Well, this letter solidifies what we've suspected for a number of months now. It gives complete, unquestioned credibility to the belief that we've had for a number of weeks and a couple of months that these high crimes and treason did in fact involve Barack Hussein Obama, Joe Biden, Secretary of State, Director of the CIA, Director of the FBI. All these men and one woman were involved directly in these crimes. And that evidence is solid. That evidence can be verified. That evidence can be used to prosecute individually all these individuals, Canada, gentlemen.
And the Department of Justice.
Exactly.
Yeah. All the top level positions in the government were compromised.
Well, I'm not. Okay. Well, the Department of Justice and the FBI, and of course, the FBI is part of the Department of Justice. I'm not seeing any direct involvement with the Department of Justice per se, but they may have been involved. I'm not sure. That's not in this one-page letter. So, regardless, this is historic. The significance of this can hardly be overlooked. We have a caller here, Jim. We got Cody in Illinois. Good morning, Cody.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I was having a conversation with an ex-military guy about, you know, the dangers of the U.S. military, how it can be used against us, because, you know, he said so many of the young military guys, you know, they take an oath to the Constitution, they don't understand what that oath is. And I said, how would, you know, the military be convinced to go against Americans? I don't think they'll disarm us. And he said, well, they'll just tell them, you know, that such and such group is terrorists, and they'll pick off the various patriot and militia groups one by one. So I was kind of curious on your all's take on that, if there's any way, you know, to keep that from happening.
That brings something to mind I wanted to mention, that they have fake militia groups now that are going out to confront BLM. You know, and it's the old technique of you create both sides of the issue and then you control the dialogue. And it's to make BLM and the Antifa look peaceful and caring and Black Lives Matter and mom and apple pie. And the patriots are looking like aggressive thugs. And so these are the supported by the same people. I just wanted to mention that. So that's one way to arouse sentiment against the patriots,
right?
And so they are. And I forget what they call
them.
These
how
groups.
Do we How do we get the military guys educated and let them be aware of how they might be used against the American people? I guess that's my big concern, because I know these guys. They take an oath to the Constitution. They don't understand their oath. They don't understand the Constitution. And
follow orders.
I mean, that's why. Yeah, well, I read an article that says that technically no war since World War II has been voted on by Congress. They indirectly use UN treaties and charters and all those different things to say it's legal. Well, but I consider that to be just equivocation, you know?
They're called policing actions. That's how they get away with it. And then it escalates and it grows. And that there again, Obama was in charge of building ISIS. They funded ISIS by directly sending money and arms, etc., to build ISIS. You know, when the Taliban was fading, they built ISIS into a tremendous force, and it took, if it weren't for Trump getting rid of them, the Mideast would still be a cauldron of ISIS activity.
Well, answering your question, Cody, we're reaching out to military people as we speak. We have a lot of active duty people that listen to the John Moore radio show, and these men and women aren't dummies. They need to be educated, but we do what we can. We reach out as individuals, one-on-one, and through programs like this to do what we can. Hopefully we'll be successful, Cody.
I was thinking of funding some billboards. What would you put on a billboard to try to, you know, around military towns? What would you put on a billboard to get military men's attention? You know, to get them to think about this issue.
That's a good question. I would encourage people to read something, if they can read, and well, they can read it. I would be in the military, at least a third grade level. I would encourage people to read the Declaration of Independence and to read the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is fairly short. That would be a couple of good starting points, followed up with public forums with more detail, with, say, a half-day seminar on a Saturday morning, things like that, to reach out to as many people as possible.
What is your understanding of the posse? I'm going to ask you one more thing.
Go ahead, please.
The Posse Comitatus Act, does that prevent the military from doing any action,
such as
vaccines, or is that just for...
The Insurrection Act could override Posse Comitatus, and it should be able to override it. As far as vaccines, Mike Adams says that the mobilizing the military to distribute vaccines is just a cover story to get the military ready to counter the communist revolution. And I hope Mike is right on that.
So you're saying Posse Comitatus is really not in effect because of the Insurrection Act?
Well, the Insurrection Act has not been instituted, but if it was, it would override Posse Comitatus, right?
Okay. Potentially scary, but anyway. All right, well, thanks a lot, gentlemen.
It
Have
is.
A great day.
Thank you, Cody. We appreciate it. We have more than enough clinics around this country to give vaccinations to everybody who wants them. I know every Walgreens and CVS, these nationwide pharmacies, they give vaccines every day of the week. There's no need for the military to distribute vaccines, is there, Jim?
No, and the other thing, I get a flyer. It's from the airline industry. You may get this also. But anyway, it said that you probably noticed the one where they have 7,000 or 8,000, the equivalent of 7,000 or 8,000 Boeing 747s to airlift vaccinations, close to 7 billion vaccinations around the world, and that would be the first wave. And then if there were follow-on vaccinations, those would come in after, requiring twice that many number of airlifts, and they're calling it airlift aid.
Amazing. Here's our break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of September. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to do what I've done for myself and my family, my daughter and my grandson. Get yourself EMP Shield devices for your motor vehicles. Jim, you've got not one but two weekly radio shows. Please let people know how they can listen to your shows live and to your archives. Please, sir.
Thanks, John. Yes, Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs. And that's from WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee. And soon I will be announcing a number of podcast locations where that'll be re-airing and will be posted. And then also my paid casts and education program are on my webpage. Those are many years in the making. So all of that on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
Which, of course, is linked to my links page. Our next caller, Jim, is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Good morning. Well, I think we can safely say that last night's debate was not conducted according to Robert's Rules of Order.
It was a free-for-all, but go ahead, yeah.
I saw the whole thing. I felt like it was truly strange what I was seeing, that public figures, you know, if you look back to the way things were conducted in previous centuries, it was just sort of amazing to me and a loss of any sense of decorum. But I came away with this distinct impression that in spite of all the hoopla and the analysis and the criticism that's going on, that Trump won, that Trump got something across. I got the feeling he was trying to stress test Biden and even Chris Wallace, and I felt that somehow he had accomplished something. And this is a completely subjective, intuitive sensation of mine. I'm wondering what you guys are thinking about that.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Well, I didn't watch it myself. First debates are rarely, anything conclusive. It's kind of like the first round in a boxing match. But the only reason I would have watched it is to see Joe Biden go into a Biden moment and go flailing mentally off into the never-never land.
Right.
But apparently that didn't happen. John.
I did watch the entire debate, and I was surprised that Biden did not fall apart. He was able to speak coherently and complete sentences, believe it or not. The big takeaway for me is that he cannot back away from the core values of his base of support, which is pro-abortion, anti-gun, heavy taxation, pro-Obamacare. He simply can't back away from those things. It can't be done. And President knows this, and he'll keep hammering on that, Glenn. The next two debates will be historical events also, and I intend to watch both of them.
I'm wondering if they're going to be debates, John, because there were a couple allusions made to the question of whether or not there would be future debates or whether, they seem to be implying that somebody might put the kibosh on them.
Well, we'll see.
Because of this. Yeah.
It's in these uncharted waters we're in, anything's possible. Anything else, Glenn?
President Trump was careful to entrap Biden into a couple of saying certain things or not saying certain things, or if he said them, you lost your base. You lost the extreme left if you say that. If you support law and order, you lose your extreme left base and things like that. And I almost got the feeling like some of the things Trump got across, it's almost like when you're watching a court TV show, or a movie showing courtroom scenes where someone will put something out there that would be objected to and stricken from the record, and the jury will disregard, what was said, but it got out there anyway. And I felt there was a lot of that going on.
Right.
I did watch just a little bit right before this morning, and the part where Biden was claiming he would have done such and such, and Trump was not in the White House. He was out golfing during the COVID thing. And then claiming that he knew immediately it was bad, et cetera, when, in fact, we all saw Biden saying that you shouldn't shut the country down. You should, it was homophobic or whatever, xenophobic. Biden is trying to rewrite history, literally, to make himself look good, which... that's just the only thing I saw a clip this morning.
But Biden's reaction was notably lacking when Trump accused his Biden's son Hunter of receiving $3 million from a Russian oligarch woman from Moscow. That he said, that's been discredited. That's been discredited. The appropriate reaction to a false allegation like that, of that magnitude, against someone's family member is abject rage. He should have been, that's a damn lie. How dare you accuse my son? He didn't. There was nothing like that. There was no visceral indignation in his answer. There was just hemming and hawing, looking down and trying to say that was discredited.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Glenn,
all right. Thank you, gentlemen. Take care.
Thanks for the call. We got a break. We got another caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Dunner. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have all kinds of updates there on COVID-19, fact-based evidence, interesting interviews, and, of course, the communist agenda exposed. The communist agenda exposed. That's what this is, a communist insurrection. That's what's going on on a daily basis. Also, my website, we got something that will help you if you've got arthritis issues, which many Americans do. That will be the energy cleaner. People with sleep issues. I no longer have sleep issues. I sleep as good as a small child every night. You can also. That would be the energy cleaner. Helps with both. Getting a fresh shipment in this week from Tom Berryhill. We'll be all caught up with back orders. We've more than doubled our sales. They've basically tripled the last 8 months, helping people get their life back and deal with arthritis pain and their sleep issues. $285 shipping included on energy cleaners. Mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's what I do for me, you personally. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. I'm the guy that packs them up. I take them to Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, and ship them priority mail, signature confirmation. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanning, his website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. That website's mccsci.com. Did I get that right, Jim?
With a J,
jmccsci.com. jmccsci.com.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Yeah, it's easier just to go to my links page. We got a caller and holder, Jim. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I got my days and nights mixed up, but I stayed awake. Toward the end there, I want people to listen up, really. Just listen. Biden was using code language. He was talking about weatherization. Do you remember that?
Not specifically.
Are you there?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. That's a code word for takeover. What they intend to do is to start coming in and inspecting your houses to see if you are wasted energy. Okay. At one time, about 12 years ago, there was about 1,500,000 entries with the name Martinez and weatherization. Let it soak in if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Entries,
and the next thing.
Entries in what?
I can't hear you.
You said there were entries. Where were there entries?
Oh, on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's part of, listen, International Code Enforcement and Animal Control Corporation hired by cities. And it's part of, just lost my train of thought because I just woke up here. All right. It's a takeover. It's a way to target individuals. Because they'll have a court, but it's a kangaroo court. Nobody will come against them because once you come against them, they come against you. They're everywhere, even out in the country now.
So this will be based on you using too much energy. That's the cover, but the idea is that they can go into anybody's house and accuse them of something and then drag them off to a kangaroo court.
You got
it. The idea?
You got it.
Okay.
The door's hanging kind of funny because Granddaddy always hangs his clothes on the back of the door. You got it. It's awful.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
Uh-huh. Pardon? Okay.
Well, thank you, Pat.
And
thank
most
you.
People are brave enough to talk about it because they're going to come after them.
Right.
You know,
I have heard
from many people this week that they're afraid to post Trump signs, that there's a lot of woke activity, so to speak, with a lot of vengeance. And I've never seen this level of vindictiveness in a political campaign. There have been rivalries before, but this even surpasses what happened in 2016, where if somebody says something, you know, they send the people down to burn your house down. So people are afraid out there. There's, you know.
Well, I'm not talking about the people on the street. I'm talking about the people coming with a uniform on.
Yes, I understand that. I understand that. That's just another form of what John is talking about. That's another form of the Communist Manifesto.
Right, communitarianism, we call it.
Yeah. Yep, politicizing food, politicizing, like you're saying, you know, not using energy correctly, whatever it is, gives them the right to come out and harass you. So everybody's afraid People are turning in their neighbors for benefits. Yeah, this is the Communist Manifesto alive and well in the United States right now.
Yes, and they may use it as a form of taxation. We don't have that here, but I've heard in California at one time, I don't know, I don't live there, but that they do come into your house to see what they can tax that you own. It doesn't matter if it's working or not or whatever, you know, what they can tax and what they can't tax.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, and it starts in the schools. It starts in the schools. One thing I'm doing is my education program now, but communism in education, just imagine when that little kid walks into school and they show him a picture of apes walking up and eventually standing up and becoming man. What that's teaching them is that man is nothing more than an ape. You're all the same. You're just an animal. That's what they're teaching little kids by imagery. By evolution.
Yeah, I know.
Evolution, you know, it's just another form of communism.
But there's going to be a whole lot more homeschoolers now, and it's a very popular thing. It has been here, and what they do is they get together, and they have their own football teams, and they have, there's a lot of things that people could do. The problem is science, you know. But if a science teacher's retired, he could have moving science labs, go from one homeschool association to another. There's a lot of things that are not discussed on the air that we could do it while we got a little bit of free voice.
Well, that's why I'm
challenged at RBN.
That's why I released my home science education program, is to confront this
good.
Because
I'm sorry, I didn't know who you were.
Oh, yeah. The biggest gap in education is in science. You know,
that's right.
There's other areas that are really lacking. But science is the one that's been dominated by complete misinformation for hundreds of years. You know, and now it's to the point where it's absurd. You know, NASA going to the moon again, you know, like... It's like La La Land science. Nothing makes any sense.
About it, to get some physics out of it and all kind of stuff like that, I guess. But I've thought a lot about it because it's so popular in Tarrant County. I don't know about, I haven't outside of here. I've been here 28 years, so. I just, you know, I had to think about it. My husband was a physics, the chemistry teacher, so I know that's what labs are a challenge of, you know, because a lot of science courses are a lot harder than, say, something that a nurse would have to take, you know. So, It could be a challenge, but but you saw Mr. Science Guy or something on TV. I mean, you know, kids would be interested if they had a good teacher.
Right.
And a good teacher would have a mobile lab. I'm sorry, what? It could be done.
Nothing. Yeah. Well, thank you.
I'll check out your website. I'm sorry.
Pat, thank you for your call, Pat.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Well, Jim, any updates? You got many projects you're working on. Any updates on any of them, sir?
Well, I just want people to be aware of the education program that I've released on science. I was mentioning that with Pat here. And now that more people are homeschooling, some people have their kids back in school. But what I have is a supplemental program for science, and it's very extensive. I mean, this is something that take really a number of years to go through, and it's for K-12, so it starts with kindergarten, and it really educates the parents. So the parents go through this program and then proceed to pass the information off to the kids, and these lectures are for many different age levels. But the whole point is that the way science is taught today, the Carl Sagan Cosmos series science, is complete garbage. And what you have to do is first recognize that and then replace it with what is with real science. And I teach people also, don't go to Wikipedia, don't go to YouTube for your science. Those are completely infiltrated and completely censored from any real information.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. Could not agree more. And so where people should get their information from, Jim, if not from Wikipedia?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, John. I'm the only source that I'm aware of. I mean, I'm in this field. I have yet to find anybody who covers science like I do. And with a lot of experience and actually producing scientific information that is validated by space probe data, et cetera. Here's a good example. Today, September 30th, 2016, 4 years ago, the Rosetta, it was called the Philae lander, landed on the nucleus of a comet. There was no snow, ice, or water of any kind. Didn't find a trace of it, yet they still call it a dirty snowball. This is the state of science. This is NASA. This is standard science. This is the fake science news media. It's just, you know, when you get to the point where it's delusional, then you know you really have a problem. So that's what I'm trying to deal with on a large scale. I mean, it's not just, it's geology, it's literally every science, earth science, space science, astronomy, astrophysics, is so distorted today. You know, like the Big Bang, there's no evidence for a Big Bang. The evidence is what they're looking at is something totally different. But you can't get a word in edgewise. All the funding programs, the national funding programs from the federal level down fund this stuff. You have Nobel Prizes giving for dark matter, which nobody can even define, let alone discover, and they're giving Nobel Prizes for it. This is the bizarre state of science today.
Pretty amazing, Jim.
It's unbelievable. And, I deal with this all the time. So anyway, that's why I developed this home program. It's as much for adults. And I had grandparents calling in, thanking me for developing this because they could do something for their grandchildren because they feel kind of helpless. You know, the schools have failed. They know that. They don't know what to do, and especially in the area of science. Science is so distorted, and this is from kindergarten on. So that's why it's very important for parents of young kids to get them going on the right track and to understand their individuality and their importance. You know, they're not just another monkey.
Right.
that are a little more advanced monkey than the ones out there in the jungle. That's what they teach them at school. That's what they teach them.
Amazing. Well, the theory of Darwinian evolutionary theory that one species evolves to become a different species is now and will always be theory because there's not now and never will be evidence, will there?
Well, there can't be. How could humans discover, their very beginning? And science is a first-level observation. There is no first-level observation of human beings evolving from apes. It's impossible, like you say. It's a concept that came about because, and here's the problem. There's a lot of leaps of faith in science. When Darwin saw minor changes between when he went to the Galapagos Islands, etc., and saw variations from what you saw on the mainland, yes, there were variations from one type of bird. The other one had the little bit longer beak. Okay. Because the tree hole had to be longer or something. But then the leap of faith is that species evolved from other species.
Right.
And that's the leap of faith that's never been verified. It's like general relativity has leaps of faith, that if you do an experiment in an elevator that's accelerating at 32 feet per second squared acceleration, then everything should happen the same in the gravity of Earth. But that implies that light, which is electromagnetic radiation, bends in the gravitational field, which has never been proven. Nobody's ever proven this. Yet it's in every textbook. There's another great example in astronomy that's called the Oort cloud. It's an alleged cloud of snowy, icy comet nuclei that are out so far from the sun that you could never, ever detect it with any kind of equipment, yet it's in every textbook. It's just, you know, fairy tales. Fairy tale built upon fairy tale built upon fairy tale. That's science.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of September. Visiting with James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, got about 3 minutes here to put out whatever information you choose to do so, sir.
Well, John, on my show tomorrow night, I'll be talking about new radiation studies that come from the moon, and they're now questioning if it's safe for astronauts to go to the moon. Isn't that special? this is pretty comical. So, I mean, tomorrow night, put on your seatbelt and your hip boots. Get the highest hip boots you can, because we're wading through some pretty, whatever. And the other thing is, I'll be talking again, about the Philae lander. That was 4 years ago today that it landed on the nucleus of a comet. I'll be talking about that. And then I'm going to be talking about the Nikola auto car company, which never made a car, never had an engineering drawing, raised $2 billion and exceeded that in, was listed on the stock exchange, and finally went bust just this week. So anyway, I'll be talking about that. And this is bizarre.
Fascinating stuff.
That beats the Dirty Snowball Comet model. I mean, the guy that did this, people were just, this was the rage for years, and this company, the balloon finally popped. So I'll be talking about that. And then also the fake news continues, and I'll be explaining how they use reverse logic to imply that any little solar effect means that we're going to have some kind of big solar event. And so it's priming the pump, but I'll also explain how reverse logic is used to imply things that really are not scientifically valid. Anyway, I'll be talking about that tomorrow night. But also, I just want to remind people that I'm concentrating on my weekly show dealing with K-12 education and university-level education. I want to talk to those people, the parents and the students. So I always have a little segment on travel, et cetera. Now that you cannot travel, I want to encourage people to think about traveling when all of this opens up again, which it will someday. So I want to encourage people to, if you know people that are in high school, grade school, university, or parents or grandparents, dedicating more time of my show towards those audiences.
All right. Well, that's great, Jim. It sounds like you're busy as always. And the wing generator project continues to move forward, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, I have people clamoring, and as I'm trying to do these in some kind of order, because the people that have, say, multiple orders, like, let's say, many, many systems, unfortunately get priority because that's the state the business is in right now.
Right.
So I'm trying to maintain all of this and keep up to date.
Well, hang in there, Jim. I'm sure you'll get it done.
Yeah.
Right back next Wednesday. Thanks, appreciate it. Okay. At the top of the hour break, we'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.